Mpumalanga, Azishe.
Don't forget to let us know whenever we play your favorite song on the radio. Be nice, man. Be nice.
Thank you. Lovely show. Good boys.
Shout out to you, boys. We appreciate you. Yeah, I'll take the credit for that, okay? I'm taking the credit for it. Using compiler way. I am taking the credit for it. It's Rise FM Line, so we have our relationship expert, Paula, joining us on the show today to give us a bit of advice. I did say when we started this feature, we're working on becoming masters of umcholo. Paula, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so happy. I'm really happy. You came to me sooner than I thought you would. I was thinking we're going to talk to you again next week, but I'm so glad you're back already.
You obviously missed me a lot.
A little too much, if you ask me. A little too much. So we're talking about exes. For some people, man, we break up, you're gone, bye. I'm moving on to the next thing. But there are those who really struggle to get over their ex-partners. But Paula, what would you say is the best way to get over someone?
Well, definitely not under someone, as some people would like to think.
Yes.
You know, when you break up with someone, it is very important that you do go on a self-healing journey to, you know, gain some insights into what led to this relationship to break down and not, you know, what was your role in this contribution? What was your partner's role? And then how do you take those insights with you and work through them in terms of your own personal growth and development so that when you step into that next relationship, you are going in with a healthy mindset and in a healthy emotional state to create a healthy connection and a healthy relationship?
I hear you loud and clear. Some people don't take relationships serious enough to reflect. You know, you get out of a relationship, you're like, okay, fine, I'll just get another relationship. But I hear what you're saying loud and clear. Now, there's a new word I honestly learned about today, limerence, right? There are people who are so perfect, but also unavailable. So would you say it would be a good idea to let this very same person, you know what you were getting from them, what they were feeding you. Would you advise, is it a good idea to let the same person back into your life because of limerence?
Probably not, unless you have both done some form of work and understand what the attraction and the value in the relationship is.
Yep.
You know, limerence is, you know, this sort of, some people may say that it's, you know, obsessive and you know, you're infatuated with this person. And when we are in that state of mind, you don't really see the real person for who they are, you know, flaws and all. And we all have flaws. We are all human. There's no such thing as a perfect person or perfect relationship out there.
Yeah.
But when we become so besotted with someone, we can lose line of sight of, you know, their behavioral traits, healthy and unhealthy ones. And sometimes we can end up staying in unhealthy relationships for all the wrong reasons.
Ah, I hear you. Paula, don't be surprised. You're on speed dial, okay? if I feel like picking up my phone, the first thing I think, should I be calling Paula? Thank you for chatting to us on the show. We appreciate you. Happy Thursday. Have a fabulous rest of your afternoon.
Thank you, Auntie, and the listeners too.
Oh, thank you so much. Relationship expert. Always good to hear from her, Paula Quincy, on the Rise FM Lunch. Professor with Ezangagino and Rise FM.